As a man, you literally cannot desire a woman. Like, you can't desire any of them. The second you desire her is the exact second that she doesn't desire you. And the fact is, women are very strategic about this. You see, women know how to weaponize your lust against you. Women know how to use their beauty, and women know how to use their seduction, and women know how to use their sex appeal to leverage your lust against you. So what tends to happen is guys think that they can improve their game, or guys think that they can improve their texting skills, or guys think, you know, if I would have just said this one thing and said this one line and done this, then she would have liked me. When the fact is, the entire mental shift that has to occur is an entirely different paradigm shift. Like, you have to literally see the world differently. You have to literally look at yourself as a man and say, I don't need to desire her because now I'm seeking emotional reassurance from her. She needs to desire me. It is not my job to chase her in the relationship. It is her job to chase me. It is not my job to pursue her. It is her job to pursue me. Because if you look at everything you bring to the table, whether it be emotional support, security, comfort, resources, you are the man who's strong, able, and capable. A lot of times, she typically doesn't bring anything besides the stuff that she wants to bring into the bedroom. And oftentimes, that is typically the only layer or level of femininity that you gain. So what I can tell you is this: as a man, you cannot lust any of them. So here's the funny thing about this. The frame and the dynamic that I'm teaching you right now, or that I'm telling you, or that I'm explaining, men have been led astray so far that today we have a generation of men who actually believe that you can overcome that dynamic through materialistic high-value success. There is men out there who believe that if you improve your attraction enough on the surface level, like, they believe diamond earrings and a fancy watch can make up for that dynamic. They believe that higher amount of social media followers and a big boat or a yacht is going to make her look at you differently, when in actuality, the feminine soul and spirit needs to be nourished. And the only way that it's nourished is if a masculine man is leading the right way. And the only way that you lead as a man is by her beauty not holding weight over you. You having control over your sex drive and not lusting her. Because you got to understand, as soon as you do that, you've given her all of the power and all of the leverage. You've given her the entire leverage of the entire dating dynamic, and now she looks at you and she goes, I'm better than him. Look how weak he is. Look how he went weak for my beauty. The fact that you even want to see her or meet up with her, if she's not looking at that as an honor, if she's not looking at that as like, oh my gosh, wow, I'm really excited for that, I'm going to go as far as this. Even the sheer fact that a man would say hello to her, she needs to be looking at that as a win. But see, they don't do this. They don't do this because men give away far too much attention. Men give away far too much validation. Men give away all of their approval to women in their life who don't deserve it, to women in their life who haven't done anything for them, and oftentimes to women who are just pretty. And because of that, she doesn't try. Because of that, she doesn't give you any effort. Because of that, she does leave you on read. Because of that, she does just like your message and then never talk to you again, because she already gained your approval. And oftentimes now online, she's gaining the approval through hundreds or thousands of men a month. So there's literally no need for her to desire you because she already has everything that she wants. So you as a man need to stop desiring them. You as a man need to stop lusting them. You as a man need to have control over those intimate desires that you have and not let them control you. Because that is the only way we restore the leverage back in the dating game. That is the only way that men actually come together and are strong. That is the only way that men can actually have relationships that work and women who value and respect men. So I'm going to tell you this. Any man, and I mean any man on planet Earth, has the ability to become a pre-selected man if they understand the power of withholding their attention and not letting beauty and lust control them. As soon as you withhold your attention, as soon as you don't let beauty and lust control you, she looks at you and she goes, why is he different from the rest? Why is it that he doesn't behave like all the other men? Why is it that all of the other men would just bend and break instantly at my beauty, and this is the one guy who won't do that? Now, I want you to close your eyes and imagine something. Just imagine for a second that every single man on planet Earth lived that way. Imagine just for a second how the world would change and how people would be if men actually valued themselves. Like, think about that for a second. Like, how different would the world be if lust didn't control men? Because that is typically one guy's, or that is all guys' Achilles heel. Their Achilles heel is her seductive power. And it's indirect, it's covert, it's hidden, it's through the psychological. You can't bench press your way out of that one. You can't deadlift and squat your way out of that one. It doesn't work. You have to be smarter. You have to be more competent. You have to be a man of wisdom. So you need to stop lusting them. And I'm going to tell you what happens. As soon as you do that, and as soon as you withhold your attention, you start to realize it was always her job to compete for you and chase you. It was never your job to compete for them. And until that dynamic is restored across men, there's absolutely no way that you can make up for that dynamic with any amount of game, any amount of social status or social, whatever you want to call it, clout or status, whatever. There's no amount of money that can make up for that. That is a dynamic that men have to ingrain into how they actually live. And that is a different paradigm shift than most men, I think, are ready for.